She wanted me to say something first. So I guess the title of this session that the pastor told us was Great Things That God Has Done For Us and We've Seen God Do. And there's a few things that we'd like to talk about. And she's going to share something that happened in the beginning of our deputation process. In fact, it was the first week that we were getting started. But before she starts that, let me say I appreciate the opportunity to be here this week and the kindness of the people, the interest you've shown in our ministry, the Henry family, and Matt. Appreciate the meal from your family and your wife. It was very good. We appreciate that. And I do want to say this, that God has moved on our behalf in many great ways. One of those ways is we have seen about 30% of our support come in over the last 7 months since we've gotten started at the first of the year. And that's amazing when we've seen there's churches who in this hard economic time can hardly keep the light bill on and are decreasing in their mission fund. That's just amazing to see what God is doing and how He continues to provide when we don't know where it's going to come from and we don't know how. There's been churches I've talked to Courtney about since we've gotten started. We've been there and I said, honey, I feel like we need to support them instead of them supporting us. And they've turned around and they've just started supporting us and it's come in month after month. And I want to tell you, that is just amazing. And that goes to show you that it's God who provides. It's not, it doesn't come from ourselves. It doesn't come from anything in us, but it comes from God. And I just want to give Him all the honor and the glory for what He has done for us and we have seen Him do. And I'll go ahead later on after she's finished and tell you something else that God has done. But she's going to go ahead and tell you a little story and a little account of what happened here at the very beginning of our deputation.
One of the major needs that God met for us started, like He said, the week we started deputation. We are traveling up to North Carolina to see my parents for New Year's week. And towards the end of our trip, it was in the middle of the night, it started snowing pretty bad. We started taking it slow, but about 15 or so minutes before we got to my parents' house, we started sliding and spinning. And finally, before we knew it, we were rolling our car down a 55-foot embankment into a forest. Windows were busted out, and our luggage was scattered down the mountain and in the trees. But God kept all three of us very safe, and I just had one little scratch on me, and somehow they managed not to get anything. I was about 10 weeks pregnant at the time, and I was really scared that the wreck, I may have hurt the baby, especially since we were going upside down and the force of the rolling. But again, God was very gracious, and our little son Clay, which you probably heard screaming last night, was born very healthy with no problems.
Amen.
In the end, God used some friends of ours to provide us with another vehicle, and it has served us faithfully the past 30,000 miles that we've traveled on deputation. And this little story is just another example of how God does and will supply our every need.
Amen. Amen. And we appreciate what God has done. I tell you, it was scary rolling upside down, and I didn't know when it was going to stop. It was in the middle of the night, and I looked over at Courtney. I said, I wonder where this is going to end. And it just kept going about four times, and we wound up there at the bottom, and without a scratch, all our deputation equipment, clothes were scattered up and down the side of that hill. And but God kept us safe, and I'll be honest with you, we didn't have a vehicle. And I told Courtney, I said, you know, we can do deputation for a small matter of time without any money, but we can't go anywhere without a car. And we've got all these meetings lined up. And I said, Lord, what are you going to do? I was sitting there. Her dad came and picked her and the baby up. And I had to wait on the police officer there. And it was about, I don't know, it was snowing, so it was real cold. And I remember sitting there at the bottom of that hill with the windows busted out, and I was just sitting there, and I said, Lord, I'm just going to give you thanks about what you're doing. I don't want to. I don't feel like it. I'd rather be anywhere but right here, right now. But I'm going to give you the glory. And that's no, I didn't want to do that. That's nothing to pin on me. But I knew that God had a plan, and He showed us that plan. He ended up providing in a way that I never thought that it would come through, but He provided and ended up, we're better off now because of it. And we appreciate what God's doing. Another thing God's done is, as you heard last night in the presentation, after we get the Open Door Baptist Church in Santa Fe, New Mexico established, we want to see churches planted out of that church. And one of the ways we're going to do that is through protracted meetings. Maybe not quite as large as the one that'll be here in just a few weeks, but we hope to go to small towns and set up a tent and have an evangelistic campaign knocking on every door in that small town, whether it be a town of 500, 1,000, 5,000, whatever it may be, and start a church there. And after that, have afternoon services. We can get a nucleus of people saved in that tent meeting. And start a church in that town. That's what God has put on our heart. And I began to pray when we started Deputation that the Lord would somehow provide for us or give us the funds to be able to purchase a tent. And just recently, an evangelist friend that I know said that he had a tent, his tent, 150-seater tent, blow down in a windstorm. He said, "I've been wanting to get a tent for a while." And he said, "It's going to cost about $12,000 for me to replace that one." He said, "It's only going to cost about $2,000 to repair this one." He said, and I preached underneath this tent with him on several occasions. It's very well built. And he told me this. He said, "If we can raise that $12,000 for me a new tent," he said, "I'll give you the old one." And he called me just a few weeks ago, and he said, "God raised the money, and when are you going to come and get the tent?" So God has provided for us a 150-seater tent. And we're just praying that God will see many great things happen under it. Souls saved and churches started out of them revival campaigns. And y'all pray for us as we go out to Santa Fe and establish the Open Door Baptist Church. It's not going to be done through me, as you saw last week. It's a hard area. Excuse me. It's a hard area. It's an area that the culture is different than what I'm used to here in the Southeast. But I will tell you this: God's called me. And I know God will equip me, and He's already teaching me and equipping us as we go out there. And y'all pray for our family. Thank y'all for having us this week. Thank you for your kindness, graciousness, the two families, the Henrys and Brother Matt's family, for hosting us there. And we appreciate it. Thank you, Pastor, for allowing us to come.